Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, good, Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, very good, Mark. Let's go. Yeah?
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Danny Ward.
Here I am.
And it's a guest episode. We've got Alexandra Hadowin.
Hello. That was such high energy that I sort of screamed hello there.
I tried to give it something just to really get the energy rocking straight off the bat of the podcast. Do you think it worked? I tell you what, Danny, I know we've had headphones for the guests for a while now.
Yeah.
But it's so nice that they can hear what's going on.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was advocating for the third for 2 years.
It's just, and I don't know why, because I listen to other episodes, but when you're on it and the music is in
the ears,
you're actually on rather than added after, you just... It's just a lovely touch.
It is, isn't it? It's like it's happening.
Yeah, it's a show.
It's live. And you'll also get to hear these sort of things.
Hang on, mate. You're not now, because I'll tell you why.
I've ruined it.
No, it's all right.
It's just going so
smooth.
You
can do it now. Dude, press away.
I wanted that one.
Niche podcast.
That's love good, it. There.
So that's niche podcast. Which one's the...
That's a G.
G. I like that, because we've been getting better at that, haven't we? It's been flowing.
Mm. I made that niche podcast on myself.
Is that you saying
it? Yes, me saying it, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I just tickled it up with a couple of effects.
Niche podcast.
You would never know.
No, you wouldn't, would you? It's an impressive bit of kit, that, isn't it?
That is.
A bit of work.
I love all this.
You could be on Crime Watch doing a reconstruction now.
Like, I ain't done nothing.
We've disguised his voice to protect his identity.
DBS checked.
So you're on tour at the moment.
I am. I've just done the first date.
Is fresh as fuck.
So fresh.
Great. So first date on tour, where was it?
It was in Manchester.
Manchester. Is that where you're near? Where I don't want to risk accents.
Don't worry. No, I'm not from Manchester, but all my mates are. So some people think I'm from Manchester.
So you're
from
Yorkshire.
A bit of
Yorkshire?
No, I'm actually Corby in the Midlands.
Corby?
But I used to live in Yorkshire.
Home with the trouser press. So
it's not even that. It's a man called John Corby.
Yeah.
I know. So
you're not from Corby?
I'm from Corby, but the Corby trouser press doesn't have anything to do with us.
Well, that's disappointing, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah. I
often let people...
Is that from Kendall?
That's Kendall.
Is
it definitely from Kendall, not Mr. Kendall?
Oh, I don't know.
Because we've got Kendall coming up.
Kendall mint cake.
And I'm looking forward to some Kendall mint cake. My nan used to have Kendall mint cake all the time.
Fun fact.
Oh, lovely.
If you eat Kendall mint cake in the dark, yeah, and you've got fillings, yeah,
yeah,
you can see little sparks.
What?
Yeah. Mint cake. If you eat mint cake and you've got fillings and in the dark, they give off little sparks.
I can't work out if this is...
Now, I've said it out loud. It does
sound a bit mad.
But I tell you, I know this because we used to go caving. When I was a youngster, I used to go caving.
You've never mentioned this before.
No, I know. I'm very deep.
When you say caving, is that just going into a cave?
Yeah.
Right.
And then crawling through like little small holes into bigger caves and you've got stalagmites and stalactites and all that.
Yes.
And we took some in there once to do that experiment. Now I'm thinking about it, nothing happened.
So that's a false claim.
So maybe that's... What are you going to press there?
Ish podcast.
Is that relevant?
Anyway, where was the gig in Manchester?
Frog and Bucket.
It was in a cave, actually. No. It was promoted by Frog and Bucket, but it was in a place called Fierce Bar, which is quite new. And it's run by a lovely guy called Sam, who's kind of made sort of an upstairs space. It's a normal bar on the sort of ground floor, and they've made this sort of comedy specific space above, and it's really nice.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And so first tour, how did you do this? What was the setup? Did you have a support?
Yes, I had Jamie Allerton supporting me.
Lovely.
I don't know if you know him, don't
you?
Yeah. I had a friend, some friends of one of my friends were there, and they thought it was very much a sort of club gig.
Oh,
which it was at the start,
right.
Like, because I came on for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, you did that? Okay.
Brought him on, and then I did that really to relax myself because it was my first time I'd done the show in like since I've done it once since Edinburgh. Yeah, and then he came on for like 10, 15 minutes, managed to like get one joke out because he had to deal with the crowd kind of thing.
What?
Yeah, oh, right.
So it was like a club gig.
Yeah, and then I had to sort of come on and quite quickly
try
and establish that it was like, and now there's going to be an hour where there's quite a story.
So you think a lot of people were coming because it was a thing at this venue?
No, they were coming for my show, but then I think they just thought like, oh, it's going to be
Do you know what it is? They're too busy watching videos. A bit of crowd interaction. Club gigs, giving people the wrong idea that it's all about them.
God.
I think
hate
also
those
as
comedians.
Well, like. Yeah, exactly.
Boycott them.
I am quite clubby usually, but then my Edinburgh show is.
It's not.
Isn't. I mean, it is in parts.
Fill the audience in for what the Edinburgh show is.
There's clubby bits, but it's called Not My Finest Hour, and it's about something bad that I did. And it's got kind of bits that I have to get in to make the whole hour work.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more, I'm a little bit more sort of hyped than I am. You know, usually I'm sort of, because I do quite a lot of crowd work and I MC a lot. Mm. But for this, I'm like,
you need
have
them
I
to...
told that bit?
Yeah, it's like a callback. Yeah. Have I done the setup for the callback?
There's loads of callbacks in it.
Which is a nightmare. People are heckling and talking.
Yeah. And you're like, did I say that?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So was this your first Edinburgh show?
Yes, no, first hour, yeah.
That was the first hour, and that was last Edinburgh?
Yeah,
and then you're touring at this, and then you're working on the next one, or are you just going to do this for a bit?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm definitely going to do Edinburgh this year, but I'm definitely going to start. I've got an idea for
preparing,
a show.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I haven't got any jokes for it yet, just an idea.
Oh, okay, that's good. It's only six months, is it? Is that enough
Well,
time?
That's the thing. I'm not going this year. I'm going to LA. And
you're
going to press the clang button.
What are you doing there, Danny?
Meetings.
Just meetings.
Got loads of meetings.
Meetings galore. With your friend that lives there.
And
meeting with him,
George Clooney.
He doesn't live in that. I thought he was
George
Clangy.
Yes,
really.
Clang.
George
Clangy. The one thing I'm enjoying is not having that fucking countdown in your head that starts basically, I think, in January.
Oh,
but maybe
right.
even earlier than that. When you're going to Edinburgh and you're like, okay, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, okay, 7 months to go.
I just
okay,
sort of quite naively assumed that once I'd done my debut, that would be it. I'd just sort of tick it off.
You're done.
That's it.
Yeah.
In terms of the cycle of it, not in terms of shows.
Yeah.
But I just thought, oh, well, that's the full sort of...
That's
the full shebang done. Mm.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what do you mean? I've got to go again. No.
No. And was that all stuff that you built up over years and years?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible with that. You just got to throw yourself at it because you do get into a rhythm of being able to turn stuff over quicker.
Exactly.
But you do have to throw yourself at it. So that's not...
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad to put a lot of it to bed in a nice way.
Mm. Have you got bits from your club sets that didn't fit in this hour? So then you've got at least a starting point.
Yeah. There's bits and bobs. Yeah. Glamour them together and quickly pop a thread in.
Yeah. Classic.
So from the tour show, when you were putting that together, have you got any bits that you remember that like wishing you could get to work but they didn't?
Actually, this is sort of without, do you know what, this is sort of going to be a bit of a spoiler for the show, but I don't know whether I can, but if I'm talking about it generally as a topic, okay.
You need a spoiler button, Danny.
That's fine. I've completely gone, right. The show is called Not My Finest Hour. It's about something bad that I did. I'm not going to reveal that.
No.
That's the main thing. But as part of the show, I wanted to talk about, in a really lighthearted way, the fact... that I had an abortion and it was fine, right? And that was the kind of angle. Like, and it's not a big part of the show. And it's not a big part of the show either. Do you know what I mean? I want it to almost be like a little...
But did you want them to think that that is what it's going to be? Were you going to kind of little sort of
No,
tease?
I kind of wanted it. I didn't want to do this, the whole 40-minute mark thing or anything like that. But it was part of the story. And every time that I tried to make it lighthearted, and it was a bit of a longer bit, and I was trying to sort of say essentially what happened is that it was so okay that I called like the clinic and I was like, is this supposed to be this fine kind of
right,
thing,
right? Okay.
And they said yeah, everyone's different, you know. And you know, the joke was, finally I found something I'm good at. But no matter how relaxed I tried to look when I said that,
yeah,
people just tense so much.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah. And then ironically, you got rid of that bit.
Oh, Mark!
Is that too much?
Mark Simmons!
Is that too much?
Maybe I'm going to add that
in
now.
I didn't bring it up.
Honestly. But yeah, there's... And then, yeah. And so, but it's like people can't get over the... Like, it's like they don't believe that you're okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's the trouble, because just the word abortion...
And I don't say that until the very... I mean... You know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't say
but
that word
But they don't
consciously.
Know that it's going to be okay, do they? So they're already tensing up.
So I sort of put in like a caveat right at the start of the show that's general. I say there's going to be a couple of things that I'm going to talk about that are going to seem scary, and there's a joke in that caveat, but it's quite general. And I say like the story ends well.
Yes.
You know, that kind of
thing. Yeah,
yeah. So kind of like just try and... listen and enjoy what I'm trying to say without it being like, we've heard the word, so it must be bad. Yeah. I don't say the word until the very, very end of the bit. So I've had to shorten. It is still in there, but it's a lot shorter because I've just felt that like people couldn't, they just couldn't relax.
I suppose also with something like that, it's very much cut down the middle. You've got some people that agree with it and some people that don't agree with it.
Mm.
So then you are naturally losing probably a chunk of the audience, are you?
Yeah.
I don't even think it's people who don't agree with it. They might... be completely
I would say in this country the majority
it,
are not, okay with
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
But it's not like America.
At the same
where...
time, not be open to the idea of laughing about it amongst strangers.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah,
yeah.
So, yeah.
That's what I think is.
But that's the whole point. I'm not trying to laugh at it. I'm trying to say
experience of it.
No, but what the point is, some people that watch comedy and don't really understand comedy, all they do is they hear you talking about a thing, everyone laughing, they go, you can't laugh at that.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're not laughing at that.
No.
That's, but they
and
don't...
I'm not laughing at anyone else having one
or
like anything like that, like at all.
Yeah.
My point was that...
But I finally found something I'm good at. That is...
And then I had a few kind of like three jokes like that in the bit, and some of them I have kept in, so I won't say them all here, but... like it's hit and miss even now with how it works. And then I've really tried to not do that thing where you sort of say it and if it doesn't work you go no okay and I'm like just sit in it for just a second and just do the next joke.
See, no sort of thing might get that tension release laugh, whereas you don't want to rely on that because that's not a real thing,
and in
it?
A few reviews it was like, oh, she's not sort of confident in her own stuff, and it's like, well, no, I am, it's just that I'm trying to...
Okay, so you had that in the show. Is it still in the show?
There is a bit about it in the show, but I have had to shorten it.
Right,
it was probably about a 6 or 7 minute bit, and now it's probably a 3 minute bit.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because it was more of a story.
Yeah.
And now I've sort of talked about it as if it's just that sort of a quick touching point.
Just a thing, right. Yeah. So you don't go too detailed.
Yeah.
And has that helped by shortening it?
I think so, yeah. I think people...
I suppose, when it's something like that, you just got to own it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't matter that they.
Yeah,
just
you
just
really
be so
have to
confident,
like,
just
front
like,
it out, sort
yeah.
of thing. Yeah.
Because I feel like with that, if there's any slight sense of you're a little bit nervous about saying it, they probably can pick up on it, can't they?
And then they take it as that you're nervous about it because it was bad for you, but it's not.
Yeah.
You're trying to say, I know, I know you're going to be tense, and you don't need to be tense.
Do you say that?
I've got a joke basically with that.
Yeah.
The premise of it.
Mm.
God,
but it's difficult.
Yeah. You think people tense up when you mention someone drowning, don't you?
Yeah, there's one bit where
really,
yeah. The punchline's he drowned, and they get a bit sort of drowned. But then
and then you're like,
but I have
it's
a different
real.
Vibe. That's what I've got such a not real vibe in my style. Where I suppose if you're,
you didn't even really drown.
No, you set on fire,
thing.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. So that it just. Like I say, because I guess in your style is you want them to believe what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's true.
Yeah. So I guess that makes it harder, I think, isn't it? If they know it's... especially if they like you.
Yeah,
as a person. Like, if it's harder to hear things like that, I suppose.
Yeah, of course. And you're also trying to tread the line of like not being flippant about it.
Mm. Yeah.
But also being like, it also doesn't have to be this massive cornerstone of your life.
Mm.
Or something huge that happened to you. It might be for you, but for me, it what?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm trying to bring out without it having to be. And a few people did, like, especially women came up to me and was like, I thought it was so great that was just part of your show and it wasn't like an abortion show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's a really good line in Veep. Do you ever watch Veep?
Yes.
Where she says, let's be honest, she said if men got pregnant, abortions would be available at an ATM.
yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Actually, when I realised I was coming on this podcast, the main bit that sprung to mind was a bit I was going to put in my show, and it didn't. It's never quite worked, and I could never work out why. And then Jeff Innocent told me why.
A friend of the podcast, Jeff Innocent.
Friend of the show.
So he worked it out, and you think he was right?
His general vibe, I think, was right. Mm. So it's a concept where I say that I want to be modern and cool and sexually adventurous because I'm a white heterosexual woman and that's deeply uncool now, mm-hmm. right? And my boyfriend's white and straight as well. And you know, between us, we've got to do something, okay? So it's a concept where we're like, right, we'll have a threesome. And eventually the threesome gets more and more and more bland and boring and dull until I'm sleeping with a woman I don't fancy while he's facing the wall, right? Just so that I can say I've done it kind of thing. That's the kind of concept of the bit. Like it gets, you know, whittled down. And it never quite got, I thought it was there was something in it, something quite current as well about the way we talk about sex and sexuality and stuff. And then I was doing a gig with Jeff and we were walking to the tube and he was like, that threesome bit, it never works, does it? And I was like, and he'd only seen it that one time. And I was like, no, it doesn't. And I don't know why. I think it's quite a good idea. And he was like, I'll tell you why it doesn't work. I said, what? And he went, because you look like the type of girl to do a line of Charlie and be up for anything. I just cracked up. I don't even do coke. But I was like,
that is interesting. Perception is key.
But he was saying that on my onstage persona,
yeah,
other stuff that I'm saying sounds really laid back about sex and stuff like that.
So you suddenly being in that more
so
uptight.
Me suddenly being the prude,
yeah,
doesn't work. And I just cracked up so
that's
much.
That's a good point.
And so I need to rework it.
So you just need to rechange your on-stage persona.
That's the thing.
To make
you
the bit work.
Yeah, you can't be like, oh, here's something really sexually adventurous I did. Lol, and I loved it because I'm a shagger. Do you know what I mean? That doesn't work.
Knows his onions, Jeff, doesn't he?
He does know his onions.
He does. He's so good. I love him so much. He's great.
So with that bit, will you just go,
well,
just stick it in the garage?
I still feel like there's a way, there's
the
a Rubik's Cube somehow of doing it.
So could you change the angle of you could be up where someone else isn't, so it's if your boyfriend wasn't as up for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's funny if it's you, isn't it? It's
always, because you're the one that's struggling with it.
Couldn't you go the opposite direction? Make it ramp it up rather than make it blander, make it eventually so disgusting that you're not.
Maybe you're trying so hard to be this modern sexually adventurous person that you've taken it too far, kind of thing. Yeah.
Maybe.
And you don't really think you're going to be into it, but you're going to tick it off or something. Yeah.
That is a shame.
My friend suggested the fact
that... It's a shame.
Because I've got a bit about working class names versus middle class names, or working class nicknames, I think it was, versus middle class nicknames. He said then to tack it onto that and do the fact that I'm really up for this threesome, but then my boyfriend says... you know, I've brought around, what's her name, Pandora, and I'm like, oh, fuck off. Or sort of make it something to do with the previous bit.
Yeah, you don't go near our box.
Nice.
Oh, wrong one. Damn it.
That was perfect. Right.
No, wrong one, Mike. Right. No, not that one either. Don't start jabbing at the buttons.
That's the one.
Yeah, that might make more sense to just sort of...
The anxieties of how you actually go about getting to that point is quite a funny.
Yeah.
How do you organise that?
Yeah.
As a thing.
Like a threesome should actually be something that's really spontaneous. But imagine if you're like, I need exactly this.
Yeah, really OCD.
This. Yeah.
Just take the fun completely out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And if you're thinking about it that much, you probably don't want one.
Yeah. That's definitely a nice angle.
Yeah. There's something in it without being... Because I think whenever you try and talk about stuff like that, which I find endlessly fascinating and silly, people think you're trying to be cool, but actually you're not. You're just... But the thing is, I'm not having... I'm not having one. I've not even had one in the bit.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm thinking about it and I'm uncool about it. So, but people, I think, still... I don't know, they still sort of tense up a bit.
So you're a bit uncomfortable with another person watching... Do you know what I mean? It's that there's an extra person, isn't there?
Yeah, I thought you meant in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't like the irony of not liking people watching me do that joke.
So that's something that you could, because you're, I'm guessing your tour show is set in stone now. So that's
yeah,
the bit.
And that doesn't really fit in anyway, to be honest. I was just working on it at the time, but yeah, it's never
but that
quite.
Can go, yeah. So you haven't, since he pointed that out, have you done anything with it?
Not yet, because that was sort of just before Edinburgh last year. So I thought, you know what, I'll just take it
even
out.
Even telling the audience about the fact that you had a bit like that and then someone told you you look more
actually,
like a
actually, do you know what?
Bit.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That could be the way to do it.
What?
To say that, you know.
Someone told you.
Yes, that's what someone said.
Oh, I see. Like sort of break the fourth wall, you mean?
I get that. That would get a laugh saying about the line of coke and all that. Do you know what I mean? I think.
You can see, I wanted to do a joke about how, about having a bland threesome, but then someone said, you know, trouble is you look like you'd have a line of coke and do anything.
Yeah, because do you know what? There's another bit. How do you guys feel about when you're, I mean, obviously, Mark, you're, style is completely different, but sort of breaking that fourth wall and saying, oh, I did do that, and sort of being like, I tell this story on stage a lot, that, you know, like not making it feel like you're just doing off the cuff.
I don't know really.
You've got a line in it where you say, oh, the other day, because remember someone shouted out a good line and you tell people that's what they said, do you remember, about the house?
Actually cut that bit out, but that I was using that for a bit.
Oh, so you can, I guess it can even work with, like, I did that joke last night at da-da-da.
Yeah, well, I did, like, when I do my eyes, when I turn one of my lenses dark, then I go, oh, last night someone said, ah!
And I
mentioned about what happened to gig the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's okay. Some people do turn their nose up at that, as if that's all you do. Because do you know what I mean? If you go on and go, this thing, it's this person.
But also,
is
it authentic or not as well? And that is an authentic interaction, isn't it?
That's true.
You're not making it up.
No. And is there skill in the delivering of it? Like how you're putting it to the audience?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I guess,
because
I've got a new
bit about how I'm 35. I've never done any drugs, but this year I tried MDMA, right? Ooh. And it was the sort of premise of
so
the
you
bit.
Find out about all the films and stuff and who was in it.
Exactly.
Yes, I've been on that. It's pretty good.
At 3 a.m. as well. Just
IMDb,
like,
yeah. Got there.
Right, and I don't know whether to mention this and tack it onto the bit, because a person that I sort of know went up to guy at a gig that was running the gig that I tried this at, and I don't want to give away the joke, but the point of it is I think this is the perfect time to get into it, okay? And but I can't give away the punchline really. So this guy came up to the guy that runs the gig, and he was like, I cannot believe you're letting Alex do that joke. And the guy was like, what do you mean? And he said, well, we wouldn't allow homophobic jokes, we wouldn't allow racist jokes, but you're allowing us to do a joke about drugs.
What?
And my friend was like, yeah, that's not the same thing.
What,
you
the
know?
Fuck?
So I really want to kind of break the fourth wall and say
100%.
That happened, because I think there's so much you can dig into, as if there's like people protesting on the streets about people doing MDMA. And like,
because you're not saying that you You're not telling the audience that you made up the story about it's a story you've told, and then someone's reacted to it. That's fine.
It
wasn't a drug and alcohol recovery center.
There's
a sober gig.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it there. Yeah, definitely.
And also,
there's
that time when there was a gig that was held at a homeless place, and one of the acts went on and went, "So give me a cheer for being on holiday."
Oh, God. Oh, that's awful.
So who was it that complained? Did you know the person that complained?
Oh, we'll have to find out there, will we?
You did.
And it wasn't like a complaint. It was more just sort of like a...
That makes it seem like you don't have a persona or someone that would do that, because that sounds like they're like, oh, I don't like her talking about doing drugs.
It is, because people... It was a gig that I do regularly.
People like you, but if they like you too much, then
Who came up to who then and said that you can't believe they're...
A person that sort of is affiliated with the gig came up to my friend that runs the gig.
Mm-hmm. Right. And said, I can't believe that you've let her...
She shouldn't be doing that joke. Well, she shouldn't be joking about that kind of thing. Like, they didn't approve of it, essentially.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That was the kind of vibe.
I mean, it does depend what happens in the joke, because we don't know that.
It's nothing bad or edgy, not at all.
Wow. Mad.
And it's also not like I'm going up and talking about smack. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I'm sort of saying, like, I'm doing it in a very mumsy way on purpose.
It's in the same vein,
I'm like, it's lovely. You know, like that kind of thing. And kind of making myself out to be this kind of dork that, like, I'm 35 and I'm like, oh.
I just need to point out I did a joke then, and I sort of did it while you were talking.
Oh, sorry, what did you say?
I
feel like I should say.
Do it again.
Yeah, so what happened? So you're... you didn't do a joke about smack.
I didn't, no.
It's not a joke about smack.
No.
But it's in the same vein.
Oh.
There we go.
That was good.
It was good.
Yeah, I felt like it needed to be said.
Yeah, well, that was good.
Clearer.
Yeah.
That was good.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, lovely.
He'll edit that now, so that would just have been like... All that bit in between.
Seamless.
So that will. That'll be nice and sharp there. And what you just said then, Danny, won't be in it.
Nice and sharp? Was that another one?
No, it wasn't.
Because the needles are sharp?
Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Hello. I need to inject some more jokes into it.
Oh, lovely. Oh, we're flowing. Does that work?
Nah.
No.
Mark doesn't know much about drugs.
I don't really.
It's not a COVID test.
It's a hit. Is it a hit? That joke.
That'll do.
Is that what they say?
It's a hit, yeah.
Is that
a hit, yeah.
Something about that?
And actually, this is called rim shot. When you miss a hit.
What?
That noise.
Oh, is it?
It's called a rim shot.
It's like a basketball rim.
Yeah.
Oh, why does that sound naughty?
It does, as I said it. Trouble is, you've got a face.
So have you got one last piece? Anything you thought of that you liked and didn't get to work on?
Oh, okay, this is one where I've just abandoned it forever.
Great.
It just didn't
work.
I honestly, when I'm retelling it to you now, you'll be like, well, yeah, because that's not a joke. That's just a thought that you've had.
Oh, right.
But
okay.
I just, for some reason, thought there was something in it that, as an adult, we don't appreciate. It's so shit, honestly.
I love it.
As an adult, we don't appreciate how we can just have whatever we want for our dinner every day. Right. And I used to just sort of list off what you could have. And for some reason, there was like a little concept behind it, like the woman at the till looking at you or something. And honestly, I was like, I can't wait to try this out. And silence every time.
Oh, hang on. So I'm on board. I'm 100% on board with the thought. So what was the woman behind the counter?
Is that
in the joke?
There was a bit where I sort of like went to the counter with, you know, a tub of ice cream and I'm trying to think, like a family pack of crisps or whatever.
Yeah.
And she said something like, oh, are you going to a children's birthday party? And I said like, oh no, this is just my dinner. You can have what you could do this too. You can join me.
Anyone.
Like that, that kind of thing. And every time I did it, silence.
It's funny because there is something, well, I relate to that, because one of the things I love most about being an adult is I can do whatever I want.
Right.
And literally,
but we
that,
don't a lot of the time.
But we don't take advantage of it, and that is a thing. I agree. Yeah, because we can do anything we want.
Well, within reason, Mark. What's he pointing up to there?
Danny's wrestling figures.
Well, figurines.
That Danny buys regularly.
Figurines is a very
do whatever
ugly
you want as an adult, regularly. Can't you? Danny's on board.
What happened is I sold them and then regretted it and bought them back. It's not that weird.
Oh, the exact same ones.
Well, no, like. Similar, yeah, no, I
the
didn't.
Same characters, but different actual
different
figures.
Okay,
figures,
yeah. fine.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It could be.
Well, you've learned. You've learned something there.
I was having dreams about it, and I thought, oh, fuck this. I'll just...
Get his restless back.
Throw a bit of money at it, and it went away.
Fair.
Yeah.
time's flown. That's it.
Yeah, oh, great.
Anything else you want to talk to us about?
No, that's lovely.
Just a quick fire questions, like the funniest worst best heckle you've ever had.
The one that's made me properly angry was a man shouting, slow down. And I completely like saw red. You know, where instantly now when I'm relaxed, I'd be like, that's what your wife says. Because it was a big club. It was Glee Birmingham. It was Friday night.
Yeah, yeah.
They were difficult, you know.
Yeah.
And I would have just shouted something like that. But he was so patronising with it. I got so angry and I got a bit flustered.
Danny's got an exact same one.
Well, when he went, speak slower, didn't he?
Yeah, to
and
Danny.
And I shouted, listen quicker.
Oh, that, see?
But yeah, but when you get that missed,
honestly,
did you have a go? Or did you just like...
I sort of like tried to speak to him, but then he did that thing that's even more annoying. So I was the MC, then he didn't say anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit and run.
Drive-by.
It is a drive-by. And then the whole... Oh,
and then it gets more awkward for you.
Honestly.
Because you just won't engage.
Yeah. He
cunt's
ruined,
trick.
Yeah.
Cunt's trick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that, I think that's probably the one that sticks out in my mind.
Yeah. And what's the most annoying thing as a comedian that people say to you? Just in general, when they find out you're a comedian or at gigs or...
Either tell us a joke.
Classic.
Or they say... okay, this is a really quick one. This guy said, what did you say? I'm a comedian. And he said, oh, but it's so annoying. I bet people always go, oh, tell me a joke. And I bet you hate that. Like, I work in law and they don't ask me to do anything. I was like, thank you. Yeah, that's exactly it. And he went, tell you what, if I'm getting a takeaway from Deliveroo or something, if they drop it at the concierge in my block of flats, I don't give them a tip. But if they take it up to my flat, I do give them a tip. And I went, oh, right. And he went, you can have that. And I was like, what? The level of like the astuteness of the first bit.
It's good delivery though.
Do you know? Oh.
Oh, I like that one. Whatever that was.
That's an accident.
But yeah, it was like he was so aware of that first thing.
Yeah.
And then just told me like the most boring anecdote.
That's
not
hilarious.
Even an anecdote.
That's brilliant.
I've honestly hardly ever been recognised. It's still like a massive, you know, thing for me if I get recognised.
Mm.
And I was at Glastonbury this year, last year now. And
clang!
I know, yeah, that is a massive clang actually. And I was
bought
just
a ticket
like,
for Glastonbury.
Yeah, I did literally, but I wasn't even on.
I'm going to Glastonbury tomorrow. Don't hear me talk about it, do you?
Clang.
Pilton, actually, it's a little village.
But yeah, this guy came up to me in the middle of a field and he went, are you Alex Haddo? I was like, yeah. And he said, oh, I've seen your like videos online. I was like, oh, thanks very much. That's
didn't
so
say
nice.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. No, definitely not.
I've had that where you go, oh, thanks. Yeah. Oh, they haven't actually given me a compliment.
Yeah, yeah, they've just said they've seen you. You go, okay. And then, yeah, and then he sort of like, he went, oh, well, keep doing what you're doing. I was like, oh, cheers, mate. I was like, what a lovely interaction. And then 30 seconds later, so he must have gone away. And then he came back and he went, tell me a joke. Like really, oh, like so dead-eyed. I was like, oh, not right now, mate. Like, I'm on
MDMA.
I'm having one drug.
If you want to know the cast of Titanic, just got a call back to my IMDb joke.
I really like your videos. Do you know what? You've got the face of someone who loves a line of coke and do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I see you met my friend Jeff.
Wow, that's all we got time for. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
If people want to see your videos, where can they go?
Oh, just follow me on Instagram.
At
Alexandra Haddo.
There we go. Lovely.
All one word.
Alexandra Haddo. Danny Ward.
Danny Ward, comedian.
Jokes with Mark on mine, and we're on tour. Where can they find tour tickets?
All in the same link in my Instagram.
Nice.
There we go. They're all there.
Lovely stuff. Going to all the places.
All the big names.
Yeah, we're going to all the places. The Quip of the Mark tour. Find tickets at marksimmons.co.uk and do go on to Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave us a 5-star review if you wouldn't mind. And you don't have to write about the podcast, just tell us your favourite joke in the little writing bit and we'll feed those back. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember,
be more Gareth.
Hashtag Ooga.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.